You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Running a short-term rental business means wearing a lot of hats. And for many of you listening, you're a team of one. Guest communication, marketing, cleaning coordination, finances, it all falls on your shoulders.
And when you're bouncing between Airbnb, Vrbo, spreadsheets, and a dozen apps, things slip. You miss messages. You spend hours updating calendars, and you're left working in your business instead of on it.
That's why we're excited about Lodgify. It's built for hosts like you, solo operators and growing teams who want to simplify and professionalize their business.
With Lodgify, you can build a direct booking website you actually own, sync all of your calendars in one place, and automate guest communication and payments so nothing falls through the cracks.
And here's the bigger picture. In today's market, trust is everything. Guests want to know they're booking with a professional. Having your own direct booking site signals credibility, consistency, and long-term stability, things that matter more than ever.
So if you're ready to stop duct taping systems together and start running your rentals like a real business, check out Lodgify. Use our link in the show notes and code TFE20 to get 20% off yearly or bi-yearly plans.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the podcast. And today, we have a question from Emily.
Hi, Annette and Sarah. I'm Emily, listening and learning from Australia. We're in the early stages of transitioning our family home into a short-term rental, currently in the renovation process. We live in a coastal town, but in the hillside, about 30 minutes from the beach. And we don't own it, but out the back is this beautiful farm. These cows come up through our property. It's very serene, country, laid back. We've got a large outdoor undercover area, which is great for photos and hosting, as well as a bit of a wellness zone with a sauna, kid-friendly activities with a sandpit. I'm painting this picture because we've been planning for our niche and avatar to be a family-friendly, non-toxic stay. I've learned a lot from you both on how to go above and beyond for your guests, and I've got some great ideas I'm really excited about. And I find it the easiest because it's us, so I don't have to use my imagination too much on what the needs are for our target audience. However, from my research, I do see that families are a smaller portion that make up the short-term rental bookings, perhaps more popular during school holidays, but otherwise maybe not enough for the bread and butter. And we live in a wedding hotspot. In fact, walking distance across the road is one of the most popular wedding venues in our city. My question is essentially, am I making the right decision with my niche and avatar? Am I making an emotional decision, the niche that I want and prefer, but not a wise decision, the market that makes sense? Or can I mix a bit of both, perhaps seasonally? Or do I confuse and lose trying to do that? How would you approach this? Thank you so much.
You're not getting away from the fact that you, Annette, got very excited when you saw her name pop up.
I know. I saw Emily's name pop up for Hosting Hotline. And I just want to share, everyone, very much like Sarah and I open up for people to come learn from us. I learned from Emily. I found her online. I think she is retired now. I think it was one of her last clients. But she used to teach makeup lessons online.
So cool.
And first of all, did you guys just hear how lovely her voice was?
I could listen to her talk all day.
So only imagine pairing that voice with an amazingly beautiful human being that can do makeup artistry like no other. So it was like, yes, I was having makeup lessons, but I also felt like I was at like some Zoom spa treatment with her voice and her face. And so one of the things I just want to like take this time to offer to all the hosts out there is please invest in yourself in some way, shape, or form. Sarah and I would love for you to invest with us in up-leveling your hosting skills, knowing your numbers. But however, if that's not the right time for you, please do something. And yes, this was makeup lessons, but it was a vote for my confidence level, all right? I was learning skills that were going to go with me for the rest of my life. So I just want to share that I have never invested in myself in education, courses, coaching, lessons, maybe even self-care that has not paid a giant, giant dividend on those funds. So I just want to say hi, Emily. Literally, when I saw your voice, I told Sarah, I'll share with all of you. This is the other part about taking a lesson from someone. You don't have to remember all the things. You don't have to be an A-plus student. I shared with Sarah right away. I go, you know what? I have one huge takeaway from my time with Emily, and it was how to highlight and contour my nose because I have a very, what would you say my nose is? It's like wider. If you guys can see me, I'm flaring my nostrils
can
right
I
now.
Can I just share this about makeup? I'm sorry for anyone who doesn't care about it. I don't know how to judge. So, like, you know how, like, right now eyebrows are all the, like, a good eyebrow versus a not good eyebrow? I can't judge. I have no idea. Same with noses. I'm like, it looks like a nose to me.
So anyways, my whole point to this story is when you go to invest in yourself, don't try to think that you have to, like, get a PhD from whatever that is. Literally, you can have one takeaway.
So worth it.
That is a win that can go on with you to your brain, which is your biggest asset for the rest of your life. So again, come join us when we do boot camps, when we do trainings, invest in yourself.
Yeah.
But Emily, nice to hear your voice. And we love your question. And
confuse that, or lose.
We are going to help you right now. When you are talking about, I mean, you are firing on so many like cylinders that we loved. Number one, this is your property. You have lived in it. You know it. You know the nooks and crannies. You know the good, the bad, the best. The secret sauce of the neighborhood. And then when you said within steps of the number one wedding venue in your area, our eyes lit up with dollar signs. But we are going to go through and define your two paths because you actually do have two very clear avatars in front of you. And we want to say, well done. You've already done what so many hosts skip over. You've audited your market. You've identified key demand drivers and you're asking the right strategic questions before you even launch. And that is what separates a hobby host from a business owner. And Emily, I know you already have been an entrepreneur, so this is just you pivoting, which I love. So let's go through the family-friendly stay and then the wedding and event traveler.
So we've got the family-friendly stay, which obviously reflects Emily's daily life and her own natural strengths as a host. So that automatically feels really comfortable. I've been there too, of like, oh, that avatar is me. I know exactly what she wants. Like, I get that. But then she also has this wedding and event traveler, which is likely, obviously we don't know everything. All we know is what Emily shared with us in this minute and a half message, but it's likely her higher revenue opportunity given her proximity to a major venue. So when you're met with a decision like this in your business, we encourage you to pause and to clarify what success looks like for you. I know we all want our mentor or someone that we very much respect in our life, someone else to tell us what to do. It's one less decision that they have to make. But you really have to define what success looks like for you. But let us help you get there, Emily. If your primary goal is profitability, we want you to lean into the avatar that books more consistently and at higher rates. So in your case, that could be most likely that wedding market. However, if your goal is alignment and fulfillment and your heart is in hosting families, that's a valid choice too. Just know that you are prioritizing passion potentially over that peak revenue. Annette and I want to emphasize neither is wrong, but it is important to name which outcome you're optimizing for.
Yeah, for sure. And so we can share. Oh, you said it so well. And Emily, we're going to use it moving forward.
Yes.
You can't market to everyone, because when you confuse, you do lose. Because I'm like, wait, is this a couple's retreat or is this a family friendly home? You really do need to speak to those avatars. So when we see, let's say, Instagram accounts and they tout like perfect for families, wedding guests, business travelers, anyone who's needing a serene
anyone,
retreat,
everyone, yeah, we got you all.
When you market to everyone, you connect with no one. So again, when you confuse, you lose. We want to take out the decisions that the guests have to make, like, is this the right place for me? So even if there's some overlap between the families and the wedding travelers, your ADR, your booking window, so your average daily rate, your booking window, and seasonality for each one, they are completely different, because families are going to book earlier and might stay longer, most likely, because they're bringing the kids, they're bringing all the luggage, all the things. And wedding guests, they are going to book normally shorter in advance and closer to the event, and will be willing to pay more because it hopefully, fingers crossed, is a once in a lifetime event for the said people getting married. So just really want you to think about that. Right. And here's some reality that we want to, just the business and the number side.
I was going to say, our revenue manager, Colleen, and I talk about this a lot and reflect on our hotel event days of, weddings typically allow for a significant rate premium. I remember I was part of a hotel opening, and we were just discussing at a higher level just all the different initiatives that we had, and our whole sales department that was focused on events and weddings. They were like, well, this is when we're going to capture a significant portion of the revenue. So weddings allow for a significant rate premium, while family travel is usually more budget sensitive. So they both have value, but your pricing, copy, photography, and your strategy will look different depending on which avatar you choose. So, Emily, we want you to audit your goals. If your priority is financial performance, let's go all in on that wedding and event market. But if your heart is with your family travel and you're okay earning less to build something that feels deeply aligned with you, that's valid too, and that is okay, but go all in. Just don't straddle the middle, which it doesn't sound like you would anyway. Clarity equals bookings.
And last but not least, be ready to pivot.
Yeah.
If you go in on the family travel and you find out it's not all it's cracked up to be, you can pivot to the wedding or vice versa. You've got options, but just don't be scared to pivot if needed.
With that, I am Sarah Kara Kane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.